Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the big news in Harrisburg in this week is going to be the inauguration of the governor. What are some of the preparations that are going on here? What's it going to be like, and are you planning on being in attendance?
Well, we certainly are looking forward to the governor's inauguration. That will take place next Tuesday at noon on Commonwealth Avenue, just outside the state capitol. And that's when Governor-elect Corbett will be sworn into office. Shortly before that, Lieutenant Governor Cawley will be sworn in the Senate chamber. So it's going to be a busy week next week in Harrisburg, and I will certainly be in attendance at the inauguration. And I certainly look forward to having the new governor sworn in, and the House of Representatives will be in session, and we'll be doing our committee reorganization. So I'm looking forward to that also, so that we can get to work on our agenda items and really what we need to do to move this Commonwealth forward.
And just what are some of the items that are going to be on the top of the legislative agenda for the coming term?
Well, first and foremost, I think the top priority is to look at balancing next year's state budget. You know, our number one duty is to enact an on-time, fiscally responsible budget, and that's going to involve cutting spending because of the situation that we're in. With the federal stimulus dollars going away, we know automatically that we have a nearly $4 billion deficit that we're facing. So we really need to cut spending. We need to make some structural changes to really come up with a fiscally responsible, on-time state budget. And I think that has to be priority number one. We've just come through an administration where we've had 8 late budgets, and to come forward with an on-time budget that is really fiscally responsible is priority number one.
There were also a couple of issues that the governor chose to veto at the end of last year, but a lot of people thought they were pretty important. What are those, and do you think they're going to see some action?
Well, those are issues such as the Castle Doctrine that deals with protection of one's personal safety and passed overwhelmingly in the last session in both the House and Senate, and Governor Rendell vetoed it at the last minute. And also some changes to Megan's Law, which I think are vitally important to strengthen the Megan's Law statute, and the governor also vetoed that legislation. So I think that we will deal with both of those issues very soon in this session, and I think that they both have to be a priority.
A couple of issues that were brought up by the new House Republican leadership are sort of interesting as well. I guess one has to do with lawsuit reform, and the other has to do with the liquor stores.
They're both very important issues, one dealing with tort reform and lawsuit abuse, and I think that that's something we definitely need to tackle. In the last session, the Democratic leadership in the House refused to even look at those issues, but I think it's important to attack lawsuit abuse any way that we can. We're looking to move forward with what's called the Fair Share Act to really go after lawsuit abuse. In the past, we have passed the Fair Share Act and was vetoed by Governor Rendell. And also the idea of state liquor store privatization. We are one of only 2 states in the nation that has a complete monopoly on liquor sales. Pennsylvania and Utah are the only states. And I think we have to take a look at that and determine whether the state should be in the liquor business. Governor Corbett has made that a priority and something he wants to look at. And I do think that we need to consider that.
Also, we just got done with another Pennsylvania Farm Show. What are some of the details of this year's event? And what does that mean to the agricultural industry in the state?
Well, this year was the 95th annual farm show, and it's an 8-day show. It's actually the largest indoor agricultural exhibition in the United States. When you look at some of the stats, there were over 6,000 animals, over 10,000 competitive exhibits, 290 commercial exhibitors, and it's estimated that there were 500,000 visitors to the farm show this year. And another interesting point is that 1 in 7 jobs in Pennsylvania are related in some way to agriculture. So this is a very important show. I'm glad that it was a very successful farm show week, and it's something that we need to continue because agriculture is very important in our state.
It's also about that time of year when people start thinking about students going to college for the first time next in the coming year, and I understand that there's some important paperwork that needs to get done.
Yes, it's important for students and their families to complete the 2011-2012 FAFSA application, and that's the free application for federal student aid, which is now available online. It's important to complete that paperwork, and along with that, first-time applicants need to complete a Pennsylvania state grant application, which has some different elements on it, but allows students to be eligible for possible state grants. The Pennsylvania state grant application deadline is May 1st for all applicants, so that's an important deadline, and certainly there's additional information available on my website at repcauser.com.
Representative Causer, thanks for that report, and tune in again next week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.